Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and here with me are Sasha Sobolev and Walter Sobolev Jr. Welcome. Hello.
Hello. Ooh, testing one, two.
You're on the air. You're both the sons of Walter Sobolev, and Walter Sobolev Day is Thursday, tomorrow. Before we talk about that, why don't we start with some introductions? Sasha, would you please, you're pointing at your brother,
I'll
Walter.
I'll let the brother go first.
Walter Sobolev Jr., please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'm Walter Sobolev Jr. I retired from the state, and I'm just happily retired. Life's good.
And Sasha, your turn.
My name's Sasha Sobolev, and I'm the oldest of the three boys. Our oldest sister that we were talking about earlier is gave us orders to be here today, so that's why we're here, besides being Dad's birthday. We all grew up here in Juneau. We're part of the Juneau Public School District. We all graduated from J.D. High. I have two kids. They both graduated from J.D. High. We've been here when this place that where K2 sits was, it was all water at the time. So,
wow.
This was part of the subport area. So we know lots of places who are no longer here.
Yeah, and you've seen a lot of changes.
It's great to be here. Juneau has been our hometown, and Walter knows about the inner workings of the city of Juneau, and I have a different slice of the city of Juneau, and we all grew up here, and then when we all graduated from high school, we said, we're out of here, because, you know, you have to go out to America, we call it. So. But we're glad to be here on this honored occasion about the birthday for our dad tomorrow on November 14.
That's right. Would one or both of you tell me a bit about how Walter Sobolev Day came to be officially?
Well, it was went through the legislature without hardly any hiccups at all, and all of a sudden the governor says, November 14th, Walter Sobolev Day, boom, and there it was.
Yep.
It was enacted. We've got a great big certificate from the governor.
Lovely.
Yep. One of the things I did when I was growing up is Dad would have me go down to the boat harbor and make sure the Princeton Hall, which was the craft that was the Presbyterian Church boat that he served on, was warm and alive. And so I would do that. And he said, we'll pay you. And I was like, yeah, okay. So whenever our dad said something to us, we said, yes, that would be due. And in the hearing for the legislators, that we all attended it. And when it came up on the floor, representative after representative would get up and talk about Walter, and they knew things about our dad. We had no clue what
really?
He was going. And one of the things that struck me was is there were two or three people that signed, originally sponsored the resolution, and in the end, the entire legislature voted unanimously in both houses that it was such an acclamation that Dad would be honored with having a day named in his honor by the state of Alaska. It struck me that Representative Zaroff was one of the guys that Dad had talked to. A little bit unknown to me that he was also a Mason brother, as I am a Mason in the Gaston Mason Society, that Fred, at the behest of Dad, stayed on the Princeton Hall during the legislature time, and Dad would always cart him up to where it was supposed to be. And so that was very typical of our dad. All of the legislative people that he met came through and sat at our dinner table. We got to meet them, and that was kind of an interesting, fascinating part, because Juneau wasn't 30,000 back then. It was like 20,000 something. In about the early 60s, we pretty well knew everybody by name.
But you had no secrets in Juneau.
Yeah, there were no secrets in Juneau. But after that, the population got bigger.
Sounds like you had a pretty unique upbringing because of being your father's sons. What were some of your father's biggest accomplishments, in your opinion? What were you most proud of, or what meant the most to you?
he planted the seeds to get the other yearly celebrations started.
Really?
Gosh, yeah. I'm a dancer, so it means a whole lot to me.
I didn't know that.
Yep, back in the early 70s, I remember out at the Juno Committee to Center of Snow, he had all the key clan leaders, and he had both the matriarchs and their clan leaders would get up. There's a video. You can go on Vimeo and see him when he was starting the celebration. And they did it according to the protocols that they had then. That's one of the things that's very critical of the many things that our dad did. Well, another thing that our dad did is before the federal building was a big baseball field. And during that baseball field time, Dad would hold different activities. We always had to sell hot dogs and hamburgers when the baseball games were being played because it was a fundraiser for the Memorial Church. I distinctly remember going there, and there are people that are two grade classes ahead of us that actually played in the Lions Club Marble Tournament that was held there. And the entire field, is the baseball field size, all gravel, all playing marbles. And that was an incredible thing, and that was an activity that he took to heart because one of the things that really stood out for all of southeastern Alaska is that he, as in the picture shows, he was a very integral part of the gold medal basketball tournament that now is in its 74th year.
Yeah, it's a big deal. You mentioned this photograph. We've got some pictures up on our website. Here's this one. Tell me, and is this from Celebration? Mm-hmm.
That was the ceremony when the governor proclaimed Walter Sobeleff Day. We were down in Marine Park, if memory serves me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So you can see those at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. Many people know what your father was like as a public figure, his outward-facing persona. What was he like at home as a father?
Well, one of the things that is very easy for us is the times that we would see him would be at Christmas, Easter. It wasn't on his birthday because usually his birthday was spent with the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood at their Grand Camp Convention, and he attended more of them than I am old in terms of that convention, and they always had big birthday celebrations. So he would come back tired and sleep for 2-3 days, and then we get to see our dad again. I remember one of the jobs that I had was to clean Memorial Church. And so when everybody was playing baseball and doing that, I was down there cleaning the benches, taking care of the sanctuary, and occasionally he would corral me to spring his sermons on that he was preparing. And one thing that struck me about Dad is that he was just like an ordinary dad guy. He had this persona of there are people that come and talk to us today about their kids, and they would say to us, your dad married our mom and dad, or your dad gave us these names. And we were like, oh, okay, that's fine. But one of the things that was really cool about mom and dad is that mom would cook. Dad was a pretty good cook. And she would start cooking for a meal in the late afternoon. And I don't know how they raised us four kids. We're known as preacher's kids. And anybody who has a father as a minister or a mother, preacher's kids kind of have a unique name because you're held to a certain standard. And sometimes we met up with that standard, and sometimes we were stupid, and we were all growing up that way. And one of the fascinating things we found about our dad was he really enjoyed reading. He really enjoyed classical music. He was very well read, given the fact that people of his generation, they were lucky to make it past third grade. Mm. So given the fact that he had gone through not only elementary school but also high school and then graduated from a college with an undergraduate degree and then from a seminary with a Master of Divinity degree, it was very unheard of in that time, and he was very unusual. And our mom, Genevieve, was along the same career path. She had her nursery degree from Ganado, Arizona, where she came back when mom and dad came back in Juneau on the Alaska Steamship Company on June 1 of 1940. They both stepped off with highly professionally certified degrees and came to Juneau and couldn't find a place to stay.
Oh, wow. That must have been a real gear shift
but
for
them. They were moms and dads. We would laugh, and there's a story that circulates about a lady we knew at the church. She was an English lady named Joyce Howell. And Joyce Howell was passing our house on 1,310th and Beat on her way down to cross the Douglas Bridge. And she heard us having dinner, and laughing was going on, and she came in, and they invited her in. And Dad found out that she was on her way to end her life at Douglas, on jumping off the Douglas Bridge. She became a fast believer of what Mom and Dad were doing. And there are bookmarkers that Dad's library has that she created that has her name on it. So that's one of a thousand stories that everybody talks about Dad.
Tomorrow is Walter Sobolev Day. November 14th is his birthday. He lived to be 102, and he's quoted as saying, "Take care of the old person you are going to become." I know that tomorrow, you'll be attending a talk by Albert Kukesh, Reflections on Dr. Sobolev. That's at the Walter Sobolev Building tomorrow at noon, as part of the Native American Heritage Month lecture series. And if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Sasha Sobolev and Walter Sobolev Jr., reminiscing about their father and in advance of Walter Sobolev Day. Thank you both so much for speaking with me. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, there just isn't much that you can say about the good doctor that hasn't been said already. Man, we have heard it all.
Well, you know, new generations are coming up, and not everybody knows everything. New people come to Juneau a lot, so I think it's important to keep saying those things. They're new to some ears.
Yeah, there are two very small vignettes that need to be said on the air as well. One of the vignettes was, I wondered why he always had such compassion for people. Until I learned that one when he was just a small kid, he and his mom and his sister, Ruby, they lost their dad. And they wandered the streets of Sitka for almost a month with no place to stay, no food to eat. Imagine that. When you're 5 years old, you lost your dad and all you have is your mom. That was one thing that I tried to figure out. Why does Dad have this compassion for these people? And I went, The other thing is that he gave his life to different organizations that he belonged to, and the Lions Cubs was very key to him. He would capture me, and we'd disappear in the car, and he'd take me down to food den, and he'd buy boxes of apples, cases of eggs and oranges. And at Christmas time, he would say, "Come up, we're going." And they only had paper bags back then. So we'd take a paper bag and fill it up with that kind of thing, and he'd say, "We're going to deliver these, and when you knock on the door, don't say a word." I said, "Okay." So we'd head, and up behind on the hill here, we'd knock on the door, and here we'd open it to be a room of about 20 by 20, and there would be about 20 people living in that room. One light bulb, no stove, number of children in there, and we would bring two or three boxes of food, and he would say, "Merry Christmas on behalf of the Juneau Lions Cub," and we'd go to the next door. And that struck me. It was like, wow, this guy, he knew the very rich. He knew the very politically powerful people. But he also knew on his grassroots the people who were really in need. And he served that need along with our mom. And that was one of the most significant things that a lot of people struck about Walter. He was very humble. But if you ask him a question, he wouldn't answer it directly. And then he would do something about it if it was not satisfactory. So one of the things that celebrates Dr. Walter Sobolev Senior Day is he would write. For we who grew up with Post-it notes, he was long before Post-it notes. He would handwrite letters to different people for whatever the encouragement that he needed. So I would challenge each of you listening today to do that tomorrow. Is speak to someone, write to someone about something that would encourage them to carry on the work that they need to do.
Well, that's a great note to end on. Sasha Sobolev, Walter Sobolev Jr., thanks so much for being here and sharing stories of your father. Tomorrow is Walter Sobolev Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.